Chapter 1.
And these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob. They each came with his family: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. And all those who descended from Jacob were 70 individuals, and Joseph was in Egypt. And Joseph died, and all of his brothers, and all of that generation. And the Israelites were fruitful and multiplied, and were many, and were very, very numerous, and the land was filled with them. And a new king rose over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to his people, "Look, the people of the Israelites are greater and more numerous than us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, lest they become many, and when war happens, they also will join our enemies and will fight against us and go up from the land." And they appointed commanders of forced labor over them in order to oppress them with their forced labor, and they built storage cities for Pharaohim and Ramesses. And as he oppressed them, so they became many, and so they spread out. And the Egyptians were afraid because of the presence of the Israelites. And the Egyptians ruthlessly compelled the Israelites to work, and they made their lives bitter with hard work, with mortar and with bricks and with all sorts of work in the field, with all their work in which they ruthlessly enslaved them. And the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of the one was Shiphrah and the name of the second was Puah, and he said, "When you help the Hebrews give birth, you will look upon the pairs of testicles. If he is a son, you will put him to death, and if she is a daughter, she will live." But the midwives revered Elohim, and they did not do as the king of Egypt had said to them. They let the boys live. And the king of Egypt summoned the midwives, and he said to them, "Why have you done this thing and let the boys live?"
And midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, because they are vigorous. Before the midwife comes to them, they have given birth." And Elohim did the midwives good, and the Israelite people became many and were very numerous. And so because the midwives revered Elohim, he gave them families. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born you will throw into the Nile, and every daughter you will let live."
Chapter 2.
And a man from the family of Levi went, and he took a descendant of Levi. And the woman conceived, and she gave birth to a son, and she saw him, that he was a fine baby, and she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a papyrus basket for him, and she coated it with tar and with pitch, and she placed the boy in it, and she placed it among the reeds on the bank of the Nile, and his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him.
And the daughter of Pharaoh went down to wash at the Nile, while her maidservants were walking alongside the Nile, and she saw the basket in the midst of the reeds. And she sent her slave woman for it, and took it, and opened it, and saw him the boy, and it was a lad weeping. And she had compassion for him, and said, "This must be from the boys of the Hebrews." And his sister said to the daughter of Pharaoh, "Shall I go and call for you a woman from the Hebrews who is nursing, so that she will nurse the boy for you?"
And the daughter of Pharaoh said to her, "Go." And the girl went, and she called the mother of the boy. And the daughter of Pharaoh said, "Take this boy and nurse him for me, and I myself will give you wages." And the woman took the boy, and she nursed him. And the boy grew, and she brought him to the daughter of Pharaoh, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out from the water." And then in those days when Moses had grown up, he went out to his brothers, And he saw their forced labor, and he saw an Egyptian man striking a Hebrew man, one of his brothers, and he turned here and there, and he saw no one, and he struck the Egyptian, and he hid him in the sand. And he went out on the second day, and there were two Hebrew men fighting, and he said to the guilty one, "Why do you strike your neighbor?" And he said, "Who appointed you as a commander and a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me like you killed the Egyptian?" And Moses was afraid, and he said, "Surely the matter has become known." And Pharaoh heard this matter, and he sought to kill Moses, and Moses fled from Pharaoh, and he lived in the land of Midian, and he lived at a certain well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. And they came to Reuel, their father, and he said, "Why have you come so quickly today?" And they said, "An Egyptian man delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and he even drew water for us and watered the flock." And he said to his daughters, "Where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him so that he can eat some food." And Moses agreed to stay with the man, and he gave Zipporah his daughter to Moses, and she bore a son, and he called his name Gershom, because he said, "I am an alien in a foreign land." And then during those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the Israelites groaned because of the work, and they cried out, and their cry for help because of the work went up to Elohim. And Elohim heard their groaning, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and Elohim saw the Israelites, and Elohim took notice.
Chapter 3.
And Moses was a shepherd with the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west of the desert, and he came to the mountain of Elohim, to Horeb, and the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and there was the bush burning with fire, but the bush was not being consumed. And Moses said, "Let me turn aside and see this great sight. Why does the bush not burn up?" And Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, and Elohim called to him from the midst of the bush, and he said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "You must not come near to here. Take off your sandals from on your feet, because the place on which you are standing, it is set apart ground." And he said, "I am the Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid of looking at Elohim. And Yahweh said, "Surely I have seen the misery of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry of distress because of their oppressors, for I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from this land to a good and wide land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. And now, look, the cry of distress of the Israelites has come to me, and also I see the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. And now come, and I will send you to Pharaoh, and you must bring my people, the Israelites, out from Egypt." But Moses said to Elohim, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out from Egypt?" And he said, "Because I am with you, and this will be the sign for you that I myself have sent you. When you bring the people out from Egypt, you will serve Elohim on this mountain." But Moses said to Elohim, "Look, If I go to the Israelites and I say to them, the Elohim of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? Then what shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, so you must say to the Israelites, I am sent me to you. And Elohim said again to Moses, so you must say to the Israelites, Yahweh, the Elohim of your ancestors, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my remembrance from generation to generation. Go and gather the elders of Israel and say to them, Yahweh, the Elohim of your ancestors, appeared to me, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I have carefully attended to you and what has been done to you in Egypt. And I said, I will bring you up from the misery of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey, and they will listen to your voice, and you will go, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you will say to him, Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us, and now let us please go on a journey of 3 days into the desert, and let us sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim. But I myself know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go unless compelled by a strong hand. And I will stretch out my hand, and I will strike Egypt with all of my wonders that I will do in its midst, and afterward he will release you. And I will give this people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and then when you go, you will not go empty-handed.
And a woman will ask from her neighbor and from the woman dwelling as an alien in her house for objects of silver and objects of gold and garments, and you will put them on your sons and on your daughters, and you will plunder Egypt.
Chapter 4.
And Moses answered, and he said, and if they do not believe me and they do not listen to my voice, but they say, Yahweh did not appear to you. And Yahweh said to him, what is this in your hand? And he said, a staff. And he said, throw it onto the ground. And he threw it onto the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses fled from it. And Yahweh said to Moses, reach out your hand and grasp it by its tail. And he reached out his hand and grabbed it, and it became a staff in his palm. So that they may believe that Yahweh, the Elohim of their ancestors, appeared to you, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. And Yahweh said to him again, put your hand into the fold of your garment. And he put his hand into the fold of his garment, and he took it out, and, to his surprise, his hand was afflicted with a skin disease, like snow. And he said, return your hand to the fold of your garment. And he returned his hand to the fold of his garment, and he took it out from the fold of his garment, and, to his surprise, it was restored like the rest of his body. And if they do not believe you and they will not listen to the voice of the former sign, then they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And if they also do not believe the second of these signs and they will not listen to your voice, then you must take water from the Nile and pour it onto the dry ground, and the water that you take from the Nile will become blood on the dry ground.
And Moses said to Yahweh, please, Lord, I am not a man of words, neither recently nor in the past nor since you're speaking to your servant, because I am heavy of mouth and of tongue. And Yahweh said to him, who gave a mouth to humankind, or who makes mute or deaf or sighted or blind? Is it not I, Yahweh? So then go, and I myself will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you must speak. And he said, please, Lord, do send anyone else whom you wish to send. And Yahweh was angry with Moses and said, is there not Aaron your brother the Levite? I know that he certainly can speak, and also there he is coming out to meet you, and when he sees you, he will rejoice in his heart. And you will speak to him, and you will put words in his mouth, and I myself will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you must do. And he will speak for you to the people, and then he will be to you as a mouth, and you will be to him as Elohim. And you must take this staff in your hand, with which you will do the signs. And Moses went, and he returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and he said to him, Please let me go, and let me return to my brothers who are in Egypt, and let me see whether they are yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, Go, return to Egypt because all the men have died who were seeking your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and had them ride on the donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the staff of Elohim in his hand. And Yahweh said to Moses, When you go to return to Egypt, see all of the wonders that I have put in your hand, and do them before Pharaoh, and I myself will harden his heart, and he will not release the people. And you must say to Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I said to you, Release my son and let him serve me, but you refuse to release him. Look, I am about to kill your son, your firstborn. And on the way, at the place of overnight lodging, Yahweh encountered him and sought to kill him. But Zipporah took a flint knife, and she cut off the foreskin of her son, and she touched his feet, and she said, Yes, you are a bridegroom of blood to me.
And he left him alone. At that time she said, A bridegroom of blood, because of the circumcision. And Yahweh said to Aaron, Go to the desert to meet Moses. And he went and encountered him at the mountain of Elohim and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh, who had sent him and all the signs that he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went, and they gathered all of the elders of the Israelites. And Aaron spoke all the words that Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and he did the signs before the eyes of the people. And the people believed when they heard that Yahweh had attended to the Israelites and that he had seen their misery, and they knelt down and they worshipped.
Chapter 5.
And afterward, Moses and Aaron went, and they said to Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, Release my people so that they may hold a festival for me in the desert. And Pharaoh said, Who is Yahweh that I should listen to his voice to release Israel? I do not know Yahweh, and also I will not release Israel. And they said, The Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go on a 3-day journey into the desert, and let us sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim, lest he strike us with plague or with sword. And the king of Egypt said, Why, Moses and Aaron? Do you take the people from their work? Go to your forced labor? And Pharaoh said, Look, the people of the land are now many, and you want to stop them from their forced labor? And on that day Pharaoh commanded the slave drivers over the people and his foremen, saying, You must no longer give straw to the people to make the bricks like before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the quota of the bricks that they were making before you must require of them. You must not reduce from it, because they are lazy. Therefore they are crying out, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our Elohim. Let the work be heavier on the men so that they will do it and not pay attention to words of deception. And the slave drivers of the people and their foremen went out. And they spoke to the people, saying, Thus says Pharaoh, I am not giving you straw. You go, get straw for yourselves from whatever you find because not a thing is being reduced from your work. And the people spread out in all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for the straw. And the slave drivers were insisting, saying, Finish your work for each day on its day, as when there was straw. And the foremen of the Israelites, whom Pharaoh's slave drivers had appointed over them, were beaten by men who were saying, Why have you not completed your portion of brickmaking as before, both yesterday and today? And the foremen of the Israelites came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, Why do you treat your servants like this? Straw is not being given to your servants, but they are saying to us, Make bricks. And, look, your servants are being beaten, but it is the fault of your people. And he said, You are lazy, lazy. Therefore you are saying, Let us go. Let us sacrifice to Yahweh.
And now go, work, but straw will not be given to you, and you must give the full quarter of bricks. And the foremen of the Israelites saw they were in trouble with the saying, You will not reduce from your bricks for each day on its day. And they met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting to meet them when they were going out from Pharaoh. And they said to them, May Yahweh look upon you and judge, because you have caused our fragrance to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, so as to put a sword into their hand to kill us. And Moses returned to Yahweh and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble to this people? Why ever did you send me? And from the time I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble to this people, and you have certainly not delivered your people.
Chapter 6.
And Yahweh said to Moses, Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, because with a strong hand he will release them, and with a strong hand he will drive them out from his land. And Elohim spoke to Moses, and he said to him, I am Yahweh.
And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as Elohim Shaddai, but by my name Yahweh I was not known to them. And I not only established my covenant with them to give to them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojournings, in which they dwelt as aliens, but also I myself heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are making to work, and I remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the Israelites, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the forced labor of Egypt, and I will deliver you from their slavery, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great punishments. And I will take you as my people, and I will be your Elohim, and you will know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out from under the forced labor of Egypt. And I will bring you to the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you as a possession. I am Yahweh. And Moses spoke thus to the Israelites, but they did not listen to Moses, because of discouragement and because of hard work. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Go, speak to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and let him release the Israelites from his land. And Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Look, the Israelites do not listen to me, and how will Pharaoh listen to me, since I am a poor speaker? And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and he commanded them to go to the Israelites and to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out from the land of Egypt.
Verses 14 to 26 contain genealogy. These Hebrew names do not transcribe well into English. Refer to text file for exact reference.
It was that Aaron and Moses to whom Yahweh said, Bring the Israelites out from the land of Egypt according to their divisions. They were those who spoke to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, in order to bring the Israelites out from Egypt. It was that Moses and Aaron, And so it was on a certain day Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahweh. Speak to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, all that I am speaking to you. And Moses said before Yahweh, Look, I am a poor speaker, and how will Pharaoh listen to me?